tell you the truth. Don't know who I am that I should be able to be masbid Mirosh Yeshiva Zatzal, especially after the Kaimenetz Rosh Yeshiva Shlita. Not a mere Talmud, not even a Talmud Chover of the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal. Perhaps my only claim to fame is that one of my sons-in-law is a Finkel, part of the Mishpacha. I think that the perspective, perhaps, that I feel I have to give, Hillel Mechayev Islaniyim, certain personalities in this world that are Mechayev of the whole world. Now, they're all different kinds of Rosh Yeshiva. Some excel in their Shiurim, Be'ikr. Some excel in the Hakama Satora, in supporting the Yeshiva that they're the Rosh Yeshiva of. Some excel in the hadracha and eitzes they give their talmidim, and the kiruv they have their talmidim. Very rarely do you have a Rosh Yeshiva who excels in all three areas and not just excels. It was an honor. In Harbotza Satora himself, the depth and breadth of the shiurim. I live near Brachfeld, where Mir Brachfeld is. He used to come on a regular basis to give shiurim there, aside from Mir in Yerushalayim, aside from Vados. And he was the sole supporter, kemat, of Mir Yeshiva, with a budget that was staggering, and is staggering. You heard from the Kamenetz Rosh Yeshiva. It's Matriach himself to go over the world to collect funds. And he was literally the father of every Talmud in Mir Yeshiva, thousands of Talmidim, not just the Heintike Talmidim. Talmidim from before, alumni. His madrich, each one felt that he was the Rosh Yeshiva's ben yochid. Rosh Yeshiva of such a stature, who excelled in all the areas, like a giant, is mechayev all of us. He's also mechayev anyone who has a handicap, and who thinks because of that he can't be effective. Hillel Mechayev Islaniyim. And if we're Mechuyev, then perhaps we have to be Ma'or a little bit ourselves. Of what Nikuda, where did this Koach come from? Where did such an individual? Kamenetz Rosh Yeshiva gave a little bit of an understanding of the roots of Rav Nosson Tzvi Zatzal. But when it comes to a Torah mensch, everything has to come from one nekuda, from that nekuda of Torah. I always like to say, the Gemara says, Rav Yosef said, Il mole hayoma har be Yosef ika b'shuka. Very difficult to understand, Kipshuto. Rabbi Yosef was Mizgoya, there's plenty of Yosefs, but I'm special because of Torah. It could be what he meant to say is the following: if it wouldn't be for the Torah, then here Rabbi Yosef would be many personalities. There would be the Yosef this part of his life, and a different part of his life, and a third part of his life. Harbe Yosef. There'd be a lot of different aspects of that Yosef. But because of Torah, there's only one Yosef, and all of the aspects, every single part of a person's personality is noveya from that Torah. There's only one Yosef. And all the tremendous aspects of that Yosef are noveya mikoach haTorah. The Torah is a ma'ache. There's not harbe Yosef, there's only one Yosef. What was the koach that could give such an individual such kochos in so many different areas? What's godless? An Adam Godel. What does it mean to be an Adam Godel? How many blood Gemara do you have to know to be an Adam Godel? The Torah says there's different criteria of what godless is. The Torah says, Vayigdal Moshe. Right before that it says, Vayigdal Hanar. And the Ramban explains that the first one was physically. Moshe Rabbeinu grew, matured physically. The second, Vayigdal Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu grew and matured emotionally. He became a godel, an Adam godel. What was the criteria that determined that godless? Vayetze alecho vayar b'sivloso. Rashi says, Nosan eino v'libo lios meitzer aleihem. Put his eyes and his heart, his seichel and his regesh. It's not enough just to know what somebody else needs, to empathize with someone else, mitzad haseichel, that's important. But libo, also his heart, you got to feel what somebody else feels, and that's not enough either. Because you can feel emotionally what somebody needs, but if you don't have any seichel, you sometimes can do him more harm than good. So you need both. You need nosan einov vilibo lios meitzer aleihem. You have to know intellectually what the needs of another person are and to identify with them. At the same time, libo, to feel them. Because if they remain only intellectual and cold, then you'll do nothing about it. You have to feel it also. Einov vilibo. That's godless. No sebaolim chaveiro. They have that regish, that what you feel, I feel, your needs are my needs, your tsar is my tsar, and your simcha is my simcha. That's godless. Why is that godless? It's a very nice midah. But why is that what the Torah says, Vayigdal Moshe? That's godless. Reb Shimon, Sagdoma Tishara Yosher, says that which the Torah commands us, Kedoshim Tiyu, Kedosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Kedoshim Kedusha, is to do things L'Shem Shamayim. The Ribono Shel Olam is called Kulo, Mekayim Rotzon Hashem Kibiyochel. The Yid has to be called Kulo Lekayim Rotzon Hashem without any negiyas, without any personal gain. That's Kedoshim. Yet the Medrash says, Kedoshim tiyu yochol kamoni. Might think that a human being has to be mamish like the Ribono Shel Olam, with no self-concern, no concern for himself at all. Talmud Lomar, ki kodosh ani Hashem Elokeichem, kedushosi lemala mikedushaschem. Says Rav Shimon, what it means is a human being can't be exactly like the Ribono Shel Olam. The Ribono Shel Olam taka has no self-concern, doesn't exist. But a human being has to be concerned about himself. It's a mandate from the Torah to be concerned about yourself in every area. Avedoso v'avedis rabo. Avedoso kodemis. To worry about your aveda before even your Rebbe's aveda. Efes lo yeh becho evyon. You need tzedakah, somebody else needs tzedakah, you come first. Becheo chicho imo chayecho kodmin. In every situation, person has to consider himself first. Self-concern. So a human being can't be exactly like the Ribono Shel Olam. Kadosh Ani Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be selfless, but a human being has to have self-concern too, says Rav Shimon. So it's a big conflict. On the one hand, we have to be concerned about other people. At the same time, you have to be concerned about yourself. How do you resolve that conflict? Says Rav Shimon, it's only a problem if you don't know how to look at yourself properly. But if you know how to look at yourself properly, then it's not a problem. Some people's self starts with their toes and ends with their head. So that's self-concern. And then they have to worry about everybody else out there. That's concern for others. Big conflict. Some people are a little bigger than that. And they understand that their spouse is mamish part of them. Ishto gigufo, bal ki ishto. So when they're concerned about their spouse, they're not concerned about someone else. That's self-concern. They're concerned about themselves. Except themselves as two bodies. Some people are bigger than that. And they understand that bra, kara, davua, children are mamish, an extension of a person. So when they're concerned about their children, they're not concerned about somebody else. That's self-concern. It's part of them. Some people understand that all of their relatives and extended family, they're also part of themselves. And some people understand that their self-concern extends to their city, to their country, to Klal Yisrael, to the entire world. And it's all self-concern. Then there's no conflict anymore. Person's concerned about himself. The shaila is, which part of himself? If you don't think there's a difference between that, Chdushi Arim says, Yaakov Avinu, 12 stones were fighting, Olai Yoniach Tzadik Esrosha. That means that each stone could have been the size of Yaakov Avinu's head to serve as his pillow. 12 stones, each one big enough to serve as the pillow for Yaakov Avinu. So the Rebbeinu makes a nes, he's ma'achid all the stones. But now you have a stone that's 12 times the size of Yaakov's head. Still be a problem. Now they should be fighting on which part of the stone should Yaakov put his head. Says the Chdushi Arim, once they're all one stone, it's not a problem anymore. It doesn't make a difference if it's this side of the stone or that side of the stone, it's all the same stone. When the conflict is me or you, then there's a problem. But if it's all me, I'm calling everyone, and then the shaila is only which part of me, then there's not a conflict anymore. That's godless. And Adam Cotton is a person who sees himself from his toes to his head. And an Adam Godel, the more that he sees that he's kola within himself, everybody, the greater he is. Rav Shimon says, that's the pshat. Im ein ani li mi li. I don't have to worry about myself. And if I don't worry about myself, who's going to worry about me? But kishani li atzmi mo ani, when my ani is just little me, from my toes to my head, what kind of ani is that? Person's ani has to be kolel, kola olam kulo. I was thinking maybe there's a hint in the word ani to this idea. The word ani to the right has an aleph, the yochid. And to the left is a yud, the tzibur. How are you mechaber the yochid to the tzibur and to make that your ani? With a nun. Chamishim shari tara and chamishim shari dina noson eino velibo lios neitzer aleihem. With tara and dina, with lathe and with moach, a person can be mechaber the aleph of the yochid and the yud of the tzibur and make that his ani. That's what a godel is. That's what an Adam godel is. But to be a person like that, you have to be rooted in Torah, because you have to be a person who the ruchnius is more choshu than the gashmius, because in gashmius we're separate. Everybody has their separate body. But our neshamas are one. And as the Kamenetzer of Yeshiva said, Rav Nosson Tzvi was a neshama. The body was a tafel. I always like to give the example. We sometimes think that we are bodies with neshamas inside. It's not the way it is at all. We are neshamas. That's what we are. We are neshamas. Except most of us don't realize that. We look in the mirror, we see ourselves, and we think that's us. We were neshamas before we came into this world for thousands of years. And we'll be neshamas when we leave this world. An astronaut, as long as he's on terra firma, he's on this earth, he doesn't need any special suit. He can function very nicely the way that he is. He can breathe without an oxygen apparatus. He can exist without a pressurized suit. He can talk without a radio. When he goes into outer space, it's not conducive for a human being. He has to wear a special suit. Gives him air pressure, which doesn't exist there. Gives him oxygen that doesn't exist there. There's no sound waves. He has to speak through a radio. He comes back to Earth. He takes off the suit. As long as we were neshamas in an olam aruchni, in olam neshamas, we could function very nicely without a body. We could hear without ears and see without eyes and get around without arms and legs. When we came into this physical world, we needed a space suit to wear. We need eyes to see and ears to hear and arms and legs to get around, but it's only a suit. It's a suit of clothing that we wear in this world to be able to function in this world. But we're still in the shum. We leave this world, take off the suit and leave it here. For someone who thinks that the suit is what he is, so then he's very, very limited. It's very hard to be that kind of godel. Then you look at yourself as from your head to your toes. But when you realize that the ikar is the neshama, then you can transcend that goof, and even if Rahman Litzlan, the radio's broken, you still can talk. Maybe people can't hear you as well. You don't cut out somebody's voice box, his larynx, because the radio's broken in space. Rav Nosson Tzvi's space suit was pogu, but his neshama wasn't pogu. And when you understand who you are and what you are, and the ikar is the neshama, and the ikar is the ruchnius, then you transcend that body. And even if you have Parkinson's disease, you can't control the movements of your body to look at him. Shiva described just as getting up to say a shir, until finally at close kochas hanefesh, those who attended him had to pick him up. I remember 2-3 years ago, Simchas Beis HaShoeva in Brachfeld in Mir, the Shiva danced, took him, they put him in the middle, and he danced, but it wasn't a body dancing, it was a neshama dancing. So somebody who emphasizes and feels his neshama, feels that ruchnius, so that kind of person can be a godel. That kind of person can be the kind of person who's nosan eino velibo lios meitzer aleihem, who can feel his ani is not just his own confines of his own body, but his ani is kolel, the entire bria. What gives a person the ability to do that? The more a person is mizdameh to the Ribbono Shel Olam, the more he feels that he's taka a neshama, a chelek eloka mimal, and that starts with midos tovos. Avraham Avinu was chosen to be the progenitor of Klal Yisrael, of the Am Segula who would receive the Torah, not because he was the biggest gom, not because he was the biggest tzaddik, but the Ribbono Shel Olam says why he was chosen. Ki yedati l'man asher yitzaveh es bono v'yesbeiso achrav lishmor derech Hashem, Says the Rambam, Hilchos Deis, what's Derech Hashem? Midos Tovos. Mahu Afato. Mahu Rachum. Afato Tehi Rachum. V'halachto Bidrochov. Derech Hashem. Because without that Derech Hashem, there's no Torah. How can a person have a kesher to Torah, which is kulo ruchni? It's mamish. Kiviyochel achavrusa with the Rabbono Shel Olam, if you feel you're a gashmi, is dikabriya. But a person who's domel Hashem, Sforno says, last week said, Hisalech lefonai veheyei tomim, you walk before me, Avrom Avinu, and look back, and see my midos, and emulate them. And you'll reach the greatest perfection that a human being can reach. That's the Yisod. Zdamus Lashem. Hadmus is Hamidos. Being like the Rabbono Shel Olam. If you feel that you're like the Rabbono Shel Olam, then you can have that kesher. Then you can have that feeling that you're a chelek eloka mimal, you're not a body. And then the body is not limiting. It doesn't hold you back. It's the only way that a person like Reb Nosson Tzvi could transcend the hagbolos, the limitations, the handicap, and be able to be, as the Kamenetz Rosh Yeshiva said, a neshama without a goof. And from that, Hizdamus Lashem comes Gadlus Batorah. Because Dveikus Vashem is Dveikus Batorah. There's no other Dveikus. Dveikus doesn't come from all kinds of Drochim, Mishunim, Mishonim. When they have Dveikus Vashem, B'nei Torah today, everybody's looking for spirituality. Looking to get a kesher with the Rabbono Shel Olam. The Rabbono Shel Olam told us how to get a kesher with him. Learn my Torah. Hamalamei Torah la'amo Yisrael. You want to learn bechavrusa with the Rabbono Shel Olam? You can't get greater dveikus than that. So learn. Keep mitzvahs. That's spirituality. You don't need all the other drachim, mishunim, vishonim. You want to get close to the Rabbono Shel Olam. Get close to his Torah. So someone who feels that closeness is automatically going to be a Godel Batorah. Automatically going to be a Maimik and a Marchib and a Sholeit. All the Mikzos HaTorahs with Nosson Tzvi Zatzal was. And that comes from Yegiyah HaTorah. Nosson Tzvi's Yegiyah was unbelievable. Unbelievable. Mamish Michael El Choyl Kovei Hashem Yachlifu Koach. You could see on him those psukim. For an average person, his schedule was beyond comprehension. For a person with those handicaps, to go from shear to shear and to go collect money, one thing from the other without a rest. It's not from this veld, but it is from this veld, if you know how to look at this veld properly. And then it extends beyond that. Because Dveikus Batorah and Limud HaTorah can't be just for yourself. The Shnei Alokim Torah that Chazal speak about, the end of the Shnei Alokim Tov Avo, the beginning of the Shnei Alokim Torah started from HaNefesh Asherosu Bechorah. Rashi says that Noach learned Torah. So why didn't it start from Noach? Or the Harishon learned Torah. The Maharsha says, Odom Lo'omol Yulad. Lo'omol is no trikun. Says the Marsha, La'omol is little mold amanas l'lamed. That's La'omol. Heard the name of the Klausenberger Rebbe. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, im lamadeta Torah harbe, al tachzik tova la'atzmecha, ki lakach no tzorta. It means, if you learned a lot of Torah, don't hold the Torah for yourself. Ein tova la Torah. Ki lakach no tzorta, you were created to share that Torah with others, not to keep it to yourself. Torah is not the neches of any yochid. Torah is the neches of Klal Yisrael. And everyone who knows, whatever he knows, is a chiyuv to share it with other people. And therefore the Shnei Alofim Shel Torah didn't start from Noach, and it didn't start until Avraham Avinu shared that Torah. V'nefesh asherosu b'chorah. And it wasn't just stam sharing. They asked, it should have said, ha'nefoshos asherosu. Avraham Avinu was makar of a lot of people. Made a lot of people maminim b'Hashem. Why ha'nefesh? The answer usually is that when it comes to nefoshes, we're all one. But that's only by Yidden. You're talking about Goyim, b'nei Noach. Torah doesn't apply that nefesh. I was thinking perhaps the Torah is telling us two things. And they both apply very, very much so to Reb Nosson Tzvi Zatzal. People who think that it's only kedai for them to share their Torah if there are masses that they will be able to influence. But for Yechidim, it's not worth it. They won't be successful with the masses or with the Yechidim either. But somebody who every nefesh is choshev, every person that they can make an impression on, every person they can share their Torah with, is important to them. Doesn't make a difference, numbers. If we go by numbers, the Chinese outnumber us by a lot. We don't count by numbers. Every Yiddish in the Shom is an olam mole. Hanefesh asher asu, because Avraham Avinu was concerned with every nefesh. That's why he was successful with masses of nefashos. But he had not considered every nefesh important, he wouldn't have been matzliach with anyone. And secondly, ha-nefesh asher asu b'choron was Avram's nefesh. A person feels, it's not yenim that I'm benefiting by sharing my Torah, by being mashpia, by mikayim v'yohaf l'reacha kamocha, as the Medrash HaGadol says, ad sheyeh kamocha b'deyos. Maybe that's what Rabbi Akiva meant when he said, v'yohaf l'reacha kamocha z'klal gadol b'torah. It's not a klal only in gashmiyistika things you should want for somebody else what you have, but it's a klal gadol b'torah, you should want in Torah for other people what you have. When a person is mizdamel Hashem and you feel that ruchnius and you mizdabik b'torah, then the neila you mizdabik also in harbotzes ha'torah. Nosson Tzvi, every Talmid was a ben yochid. Everyone spent time, kochas hanefesh, seichel, regesh, nosson ein of alibu lios meitzer aleim, whoever it was. At that moment, that person was the most important person to him in his life, the most important person in the world. And only a person who feels that that's shleimus atzmi, helping other people, is ha-nefesh asherosu, is my nefesh. Only a person like that can really have an effect on other people also. There's also a tremendous bal eitza, pikeach. People went away from him not only feeling that he cared, but that he gave them good advice. And that also comes from the same makor, the same nekuda. Vayeroa elov Hashem beilo neimamre. Rashi says mamre shenosin lo eitza lamila. And the Medrash says Avraham Avinu went to his three Bali Bris Avraham, and he asked them, he wanted to hear, they were Bali Bris, so he wanted to hear what they thought about this mitzvah. Went to honor, and he asked him, what do you think? He told them, I don't think it's a good idea. You're 99 years old, you're not going to survive the operation, you're going to die. So if you do it, but you should have in mind that you're being moser nefesh for the Ribono Shel Olam, that's it, he wants you to die, wants you to commit suicide. Left him, he went to Eshkol. Eshkol said, even if you survive the operation, you're putting yourself in a position where you just conquered four kings, who conquered five kings, and you're going to be vulnerable. Their relatives are going to come take revenge on you. Even if you survive the operation, you're going to be killed by the Goeli Hadom of all the kings that you killed. He left him. He went to Mamre. Says the Medrash, Medrash Tanchuma. Says the Medrash, Mamre told him the following. The Rabbanu Shem saved you from Kivshon Reish. He saved you from the Arba Malachim. The Rabbanu Shem has a good track record with you. So I wouldn't worry, if the Rabbanu Shem told you to have bris mila, I wouldn't worry about dying from the operation. I wouldn't worry about dying from the revenge. Do what the Rabbanu Shem told you. Honor and Eshkol should have been punished for giving him bad advice. Not Mamre rewarded because he gave him good advice. And besides that, if Avram already was asking advice, two out of three told him not to do it. So why did he ignore them and only listen to Mamre? It wasn't like us. We go shopping around for advice. You know what you want. You just want to ask the right person who's going to also think that that's the good advice. So you ask till you find somebody who says what you want to hear, and then you say, ah, balit. In order to give advice, Morris says, be very careful of somebody hanosein eitzel lefi droch darko. Normally understand that somebody gives you bad advice, but it's good for him. But that's called eitzel roa. Hanosein eitzel lefi darko means the following. If you come to me for advice and I say, what would I do in a similar situation? My advice is worthless. Because I have different circumstances than you. I have my own negiyas, so what am I benefiting you? I'm giving you advice with my negiyas, and I'm with my circumstances, bottle mavutl, to your tzrochim. What I have to say is, if I would be you, with all of your circumstances, without your negiyas, what would I do? That's Eitz. Eitz is somebody who can put himself in somebody else's shoes, not put somebody else in his shoes. Honor and Eshkol didn't give bad advice. They didn't give any advice. They said, if the Rabbanu Shem gave us this mitzvah, how would we react? Of course. Either it would be suicide or it would be making themselves vulnerable. 100% they were right. For them. Only Mamre said, we're not talking about Mamre. We're talking about Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, the Rabbanu Shem saved you from Kivshon Reish. And he saved you from the Arba Malachim. If I was in your shoes, with your circumstances, there's no shayla over here. And Ochanami from Mamre is a big shayla. But for Mamre, who puts himself in Avraham Avinu's, you know, the Gemara says that one of the chatoyim of Nodav and Aviyu, aside from all the other chatoyim of what they did with the Ketores and the Ezor and Prue Rosh and Shtuya Yayin, amongst the Aveiras, the Chazal say, but then the Gemara says, they didn't ask an Eitzah one from the other. I understand if they would have asked Moshe Rabbeinu, we would have told them straight. They asked Aaron HaKohen, said the same thing. But what would it help to ask one the other? Each one individually came to the decision that what they're doing is a mitzvah. So what would it help to ask Nodav? Ask Aviyu, I have this great idea, what do you think? He said, I had the same idea. What's going to help? Now, Nodav and Aviyu were Anoshim Gedolim. Had Nodav said to Aviyu, I have this idea, what do you think? Aviyu would have put himself in Nodav's place, without his negiyas. And he would have said, it's treif lichaza. It's only because he looked at it from his own negiyas that he thought it was a mitzvah. And the same thing would have been had Aviyu asked Nodav. If you're able to put yourself in somebody else's shoes, you can be a Baal Eitzah. And if you can't, then the Eitzahs are worthless. It all comes from the same Mekor. Only a person who's a Godel, whose Ani is Kolel everyone. So he's the kind of person who's Dovik Bashem and Dovik Batorah. And he's the kind of person who can be a no saint. And he's the kind of person who can be a little Mova Manas Lame. And he's the person who can be a Pikeach and a Baal Eitzah. Ktoris was Ma'ashir. Chadoshim with Ktoris. Didn't let somebody bring Ktoris twice. Everybody wanted. Make you rich. Why? Because somebody who can take a Dover Gashmi, 11 Samemonim Gashmi, and turn them into something Ruchni, that's Mahana the Neshama, Kola Neshama Tahalul Kor, that's what we know, you make a Bracha and the Samim. Somebody who can take Gashmias and turn it into Ruchnias, and do it in a way that leaves a nice, beautiful smell in people's nostrils. That kind of person deserves to be rich. That's the kind of person who deserves Gashmias. Somebody who has the ability to look at this Olam HaGashmi and turn it into Ruchnias. To be that Adam Godel who transcends his body and his Neshama is the Iker. That's the kind of person who can be successful also in raising funds. That's the kind of Rosh Yeshiva can be successful. Because he has a Bracha. He's the Ktoris Alein. And therefore he has the Hatzlocha of being able to turn that Gashmias into Ruchnias. The Rabban Hashem gives him the Gashmias to do more. And it could be that is encapsulated in Yeshiva's Mir. Mir is everything, is Mir. My Ani is Kolel everything. Torah is Mir. And every other person in the world is Mir. That's the person who Kshani Liatzmi Mo Ani, when my Mir is just little me. But if Mir is Kolel everything, that's the Mesorah. It could be of Mir Yeshiva and of Nosson Tzvi himself. Think of the name. Nosson. As a person who can give, a giver and not a taker, a person who can be kolel everybody in his ani, a person like that can be rotz katzvi, can have that tremendous rotzen to be that person who's a osa ritzon avicha shebashamayim bekalus, to transcend all the limitations that a normal body gives, Kol Shekein, a handicapped body, and be able to accomplish what Rav Nosson Tzvi accomplished. I just want to be Messiah. This morning, Sid Bahab, and I thought that maybe I don't have to say any Hesped, I'm just going to read over the Slicha, and I think that says more than anybody could say about the matzav of Klal Yisrael. I've lost so many Anoshim Gedolim, real Gedolim. Gedolim by the criteria that we mentioned. Anshe Amono Avodu, Boyim Bekoach Maseyem, Giborim Lamud Baperetz, Dochim Esakzeros, Hoyulonu Lechomu Lemachsa Biyom Zan, Zoachim Athalach Hashom, Chema Otsrim Beshavon, Terim Krouha Nisom, Yodim Laater Ratzecho, the Ovri Hamto Lamanom, Lohashivos of Pneum Rekom, Nerova Vomenu Abadnum, Nesfu Menu Bechatoenu, So Hemolimenuchos, Ozvu Osonu Lanochos, Pasru Gotre Peret, Sumsum Shide Chema. Come the parrots oyin, ruuyim l'ratzos cho be'esev. Shutatnu v'arba pinos, trufa lo motzonu. Shavnu elecho the boshes ponim, l'shacher cho el be'esh soroseinu. Klal Yisrael is Tzora Hiliyakov in many, many ways. Ruchni is the Ketzoris and Gashmi is the Ketzoris. Perhaps the Rabbanu Shalom is taking the soulless Tovin, that they should be able to be Militzi Yosher Bashomayim, that maybe their absence will be Ma'orer us to want to be like them in any midah that we can, as the Kamen Etzer Shiva said. If we take that to heart, then that will be the greatest Ilui, the Shoma, the Mira Shiva Zatzal. It will be a schus for all of us to be able to have a portion in being masbid and Adam Godel Karoi. The Hespedim is not the words. The Hespedim is what effect it has on us. What we take away, Kchui Mochen Dvorim, Shum Vel Hashem. And that way, Mirtz Hashem, the Rabbanu Shel Olam, will permit him to be a Melech Yosher on his Mishpacha, on the Mir Yeshiva, all the Yeshivas, on the Olam HaTorah, on Klal Yisrael in general. We should finally see an end to all these sorrows. The Vias Goel Tzedek Mehev Yomim.